Welcome to the Community Oncology Journal podcast for April 2013. I'm Dr. David Henry. This month we bring you two nice reviews. The first one is on recent advances in the management of non-small cell lung cancer, followed by the ever new and exciting application of molecular profiling to targeted anti-cancer therapies. CML, chronic myeloid leukemia, continues its rags-to-riches story with the addition of another potential first-line targeted therapy of bosutinib, followed by several case reports of interesting presentations of a leiomyoma, malignant phalloides tumor in the prostate, and severe advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, so let's begin. Bosutinib finds its place in the CML treatment paradigm by Dr. Michael Deininger at the Huntsville Cancer Institute, Salt Lake City, Utah. It has been more than some 12 years since the advent of tyrosine kinase inhibitors for chronic myeloid leukemia, which now number five in all, including imatinib, the first one, dasatinib, nilotinib, bosutinib, and ponatinib. Bosutinib is approved for chronic myeloid leukemia in the accelerated or blast phase, Philadelphia chromosome positive, with resistance or intolerance to prior therapy, so not first line. A phase 1-2 trial demonstrated a 41% complete cytogenetic response rate in patients with resistance or intolerance to imatinib. Progression-free survival and overall survival at 2 years were 79% and 92% respectively. Bosutinib is still not successful in treating two of the BCR-ABL mutations, namely the T315I and the V299L. In the first-line phase 3 trial, so-called BELA, B-E-L-A, of imatinib versus bosutinib, response rates were identical at nearly 70%, but the dropout rate for bosutinib was higher at 19%, with some important side effects of diarrhea being the most prevalent. Dr. Deininger suggests a treatment paradigm that he follows for a newly diagnosed CML. After ruling out accelerated or blast crisis phases, he determines the so-called disease risk score. He then proceeds to choose a first-line TKI. If the so-called score is high, he chooses nilotinib or dasatinib first-line, otherwise imatinib for low-risk score patients. In addition, he chooses dasatinib over nilotinib in a poorly controlled diabetic, and the opposite in a patient with a history of pleural effusion. In our community translation section following this article, Dr. James Abram reviews some more of the CML data, paying particular attention to bosutinib and its first-line trial data, in which it was similar and not terribly different from imatinib. Next, recent advances in the management of advanced non-small cell lung cancer by Dr. Agarwal and Dr. Langer from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Lung cancer is the leading cancer-related cause of death in men and women in the U.S. Non-small cell lung cancer accounts for 85% of these lung cancers, of course, small cell the other 15. Most patients present with advanced disease, with a median survival still dismal in this incurable setting. Histology and molecular profiling have both prognostic and predictive value for advanced non-small cell lung cancer. The initial aim is to search diligently for one of these mutations, namely the EGFR or the ALK-AOK or the ROS1 mutations, which are actionable with currently available medications. New inhibitors for ALK, such as LDK378, are under study. KRAS mutations in adenocarcinomas of the lung are another potential target. Agents such as selumetinib, a MEK inhibitor, appear promising. Finally, immune therapy using drugs like ipilimumab, the great success drug in melanoma, or PD-1, the programmed death receptor inhibitor, are exciting drugs under active study and development. This review details all the current knowledge and drugs in this clinical arena. Next, applied molecular profiling evidence-based decision-making for anti-cancer therapy by Dr. Glenn Weiss from Translational Genomics Research Institute, Phoenix, Arizona. As mentioned in the previous review of non-small cell lung cancer by Dr. Agarwal and Dr. Langer, molecular profiling of a tumor is now increasingly popular because of actionable drug targets, either available or in clinical trial. Some of the pathways reviewed in this article include HER2-NU, EGFR, ALK, KIT, MAP kinase, and the PI3K/AKT pathways. A nice discussion of triple-negative breast cancer in the application of MEK inhibitors plus AKT inhibitor is also presented. Finally, we have three provocative case reports, beginning with a benign metastasizing leiomyoma, a rare entity with only 100 cases previously in the literature, that while benign can slowly grow and cause the patient's demise. Surgery is the therapeutic option of choice. The next case is a malignant phalloides tumor of the prostate and seminal vesicle, and this is discussed as surgery is again the most popular and successful option for this tumor in any location. Finally, a severe case of cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, keratoacanthothymomas, treated successfully with the EGFR inhibitor cetuximab is reported. And that concludes this month's issue of the Community Oncology Journal for April 2013 issue. We welcome your comments or suggestions, so please visit us at our website, communityoncology.net, where you may also search archived issues or reviews of previous interest. And thanks for listening.